The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, what do you call that?
Bacon.
The outside of the bacon.
The rind. Or the skin.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs. We've already said that. Bacon. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
Who kills and sells the meat?
The butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
It's molded or rancid.
Or?
Spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
From what?
From its head, the meat from its head.
You make...
I don't know.
It's called pressed meat, I guess.
Pressed meat. Ever call hog head cheese?
No.
Never head cheese?
My mother-in-law used to make it all the time. She'd boil a whole big head.
Uh-huh.
Mixed sliced meat.
Isn't it good?
You don't especially like it. It's jelly-like, you know.
Something like
pig's feet.
They
love it. They put the feet, the head, and all that.
What do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
A hashlet.
Hashlet? Do you?
Liver cheese, either one.
Liver cheese. Do you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Mm-mm.
Ever hear of anybody that did? I never heard of blood sausage then, or blood pudding. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, make some maybe some hog meat, and then cook it?
I never did. I can't think about the lights and the love and the heart. My brother likes it.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be very good for
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heart's very good for you. They put that in ground beef for the kids.
Mm-hmm. If you took the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stirred it with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat, then later after it got cold, sliced it and fried it, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Did you ever eat scrapple? Or is that what you mean by
yeah,
scrapple?
Yeah, I mean this. I don't know if that's scrapple or... I guess it is. They make it out of something out of hog.
In Philadelphia, of course, that's where you get the scrapple. I'm not sure what's in it. I've always been a little bit afraid to try it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste?
Oh.
If it tasted bad, what would you call it? You say the butter is gone.
It's gone bad or rancid. Or
rancid. How would you describe its condition?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, it would look the same but taste different, usually.
Oh, yeah, but tastes strong.
Mm-hmm. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
What did you keep? Oh, sour milk.
Sour milk. Thick
a clabber.
All right. What kind of cheese do you make from it? From clabber milk?
Cottage cheese.
Any other name for it?
Cream cheese. No, I don't think you make cream cheese from that. Just cottage cheese, I guess.
You ever call it smear cheese or smear case, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it and pour it in a jug and put it in the refrigerator.
All right. What do you call something like some fruit? What's baked in a deep dish made out of apples with a crust on top?
It's a cobbler.
Okay. Any other name for it besides cobbler?
Scrudel. I think some of them call it scrudel.
All right. Anything else?
A deep dish pie.
Okay. Apple Jonathan ever?
Mm-hmm.
Apple
crunch. Apple crunch, if they put the crumbs on top.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has a good appetite. You say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Or anything else?
Chow.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
Syrup.
Or?
Juice.
Juice. What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie? You'd call it
Barfested
cream. Cream what? You made it into a liquid and we're going to pour it over a pie. You might call it what? Cream?
Cream sauce.
Okay.
Wouldn't be sauce unless you cooked it though.